Officials at American Red Cross shelters set up to house people during Hurricane Florence are still busy registering local residents and those who evacuated from coastal areas. More than 360 people registered at the various area shelters by Thursday night, 55 at East Mecklenburg High School. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn went there today and filed this report.
The East Mecklenburg High Shelter is one of 12 that the Red Cross is operating in the region. People of all ages are here from Wilmington, Rocky Mount, and other areas threatened by Hurricane Florence. The school's gym has rows of beds lined up with blankets and other supplies. Red Cross spokesperson Jerry Jameson says they can accommodate 150 people at this site. Registrations are ongoing, and pink wristbands have to be worn by those staying at the shelter. Jameson says the first question they ask people is if they have any special health needs.
We have nurses with the Department of Public Health who are here staffing it 24/7. So if they do have any medical needs, or if they maybe didn't bring enough medications, we have nurses who can assist with that, eyeglasses and things like that.
Shelter officials provide people with snacks and beverages around the clock, and three meals are served. They also have a separate kennel area for people who come with pets. People are free to come and go, but they have to sign in and out. In front of the gym, several people are outside smoking or just walking around. Leaning against the building, Jimmy Ross says he drove to Charlotte from Monroe.
We live in a trailer, and I was involved in Hugo in 89, and I don't trust some hurricanes.
And who else is with you?
I have two younger brothers, Brian and Timothy Ross, and a friend of mine, Ben Gibson.
Gibson says he came because he could not find a place to wait the storm out in Monroe.
They didn't have no shelter down there people get into. So I come up here. Tell you the truth, I was homeless. I was living in a tent.
Around the corner of the building, Brenda Drakeford and Denise Cook, both former nurses, just met and seemed to be fast friends. Cook, an amputee, drove from Jacksonville and had no idea where she would stay when she arrived on Wednesday.
My son, thank God, somehow found this place and told us, get here right away. We came here. We were the only ones here. It was just me, my daughter, and my mom, and our dog, and our cats. And they opened up their arms and said, come on in. It was wonderful.
Drakeford nods in agreement. She lives in an apartment by herself in Charlotte and came to the shelter because of health concerns.
The police took me here. I have numerous health issues, and I live by myself, so I didn't have anybody, you know, in case something went if I would have fell, or I had a heart attack last year. I have that and a pacemaker in, and I'm considered physically disabled.
With the police parked outside the shelter 24/7, Drakeford and Cook say they feel safe and have slept well here. With the uncertainty of the storm, some people admit to being a bit anxious, but like Drakeford and Cook, they are forming new bonds and exuding a sense of resiliency as they wait out the storm. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.